Training camp, Derek, how do you feel?
Yes.
You know, last year you were a rookie, and now you're coming in as the incumbent starter. What's the difference, and how do you feel?
Man, it's just a, like you said, it's just a totally different situation. You know, there's a, you know, there's no, you know, hey, you're the guy of the future. There's no, none of that. It's, hey, you're the guy now, you know, and it's kind of nice knowing that because now I can really be myself, you know, whereas when, you know, it was Schaub's team and, you know, there's certain things you can't step on his toes. You don't want to get in the way. You want him, let him do his thing. And, you know, this time around, it's just completely different, especially having 16 games under my belt, you know, not including the preseason experience. Just coming in, you just know what to expect. You've done it before, you've seen it, and you can hit the ground running a lot faster. You know, it's not seeing new coverage for the first time or seeing a new blitz for the first time. You know, you go out and you just play.
Derek, you had some new weapons to work with out there today in Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, both a rookie and a veteran presence. What does that do for your game in this offense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the ultimate team game. You know, no one person can do it on their own. And, you know, the more great players we can have on this team, I'm all for it. And those guys are two great players. And, you know, I'm excited to work with them. I'm excited to see, you know, how much work the guys that were on the team last year have put in. And you watch those guys play today, they look like different guys, you know. So, you know, this whole team, you know, that whole receiving core, that whole group, Coach Moore has done a great job of teaching those guys, really. I mean, to take, you know, take two new guys and throw them into the, you know, starting role. I mean, that's tough to do, you know, because, you know, there's a lot to learn mentally. But Coach Moore's done a great job with those guys. And with the guys that were here last year, they're competing their tails off. And they look great, man. I mean, you know, I think we got a really explosive group.
When you talk about Crabtree, what do you like about how he runs routes and catches balls and the chemistry there?
Yeah, you know, you always hear how people finish friendly to the quarterback. He always finishes friendly, you know, okay. For whatever that means, you know, whatever the route is. He, for some reason, it's just easy to throw to him.
Right.
And, you know, and that's a credit to his route running abilities. That's a credit to, you know, the extra work that he puts in the off season. I mean, that guy works his tail off now, you know, and you can tell when he gets out here because he makes it look so easy. You know, he's making one-handed catches on go routes, you know, 1 foot off the ground, like, oh, yeah, I do that every day, which he does, you know. And to me, I'm like, I think I can do it, but I probably can't, you know. But, you know, that's just a credit to him and the work that he puts in. But he always finishes friendly, great route runner, and he makes catching look easy. Like, catching the ball is boring to him almost.
He seemed like the offense was clicking pretty good today. Seemed pretty smooth. What do you attribute that to?
The coaching staff, you know. It's a blessing to have those guys and the way they've taught it, how they – the process in which they taught it, you know, they threw everything really at us in the off season. You know, that way when we hit camp, it was a refresher course. It wasn't, now here's something new for the first time, you know, and that was awesome because now we're just out here playing and making little corrections. Like, I missed Latavius on one. That's an easy correction to make. I got to fix that, you know, but it wasn't the first time we've ran it. You know, we came out here and I've done it. But just that refresher of, that's right, I got to throw it to him. You know, he's first. You know, those kind of things. So it wasn't like, oh, I didn't even know that. It's, okay, now let's build on it. You know, it's not ground zero. You know, we're starting, you know, ahead, you know, throwing the ball out there and going.
How much is the offense, Derek, similar to what you ran at Francis? They released the no huddle part of it. And does that make you feel more comfortable? How excited are you about that?
Yeah, the way Coach Musgrave has done it, we really do everything. You know, there's a mixture of the 22 personnel stuff and 10 personnel stuff. We can be in 12 one play and 11 the next. It's just, you know, we could have Marcel line up at receiver, or he can be the blocking lead man on power. You know, there's so many things, and Coach Musgrave is so smart, and he's done such a great job of, you know, I guess sitting in his little lab and, you know, just creating ways to get our guys the football. And it's my job not to screw it up, you know. And I think that, you know, we're going to be multiple and be able to do a lot of things, you know, that way, you know, hopefully teams can't really get a beat on us.
What's it like having Josh Harper on the same field with you?
Awesome. You know, it's so cool to have him back. And, you know, he's doing such a great job for a young guy. And, you know, obviously he went undrafted, and that shocked all of us. You know, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, as soon as that happened, I was like, man, we need him here. You know, obviously, you know, it's an easy drive for him. And some familiarity there. We just had a bulldog picture over there. We got a couple guys out here, so it's nice to have him out here. I mean, I know what he can do, and so it's just, you know, him just putting in the work and showing the coaches now.
As a receiver, what do you like about
Harper?
Yes.
He kind of is similar to, you know, what Crabtree did. He runs really good routes. He finishes friendly. You know, at the top of the route, you know, he doesn't get stuck in his breaks. You know, so you can really lead the ball to him, and he gets out of the breaks real smooth. And he, he obviously has really good hands. You know, he's another guy that catching is just like, okay, I have to do this to, you know, keep going. You know, catching the ball to him is real easy. So I look forward to seeing what he can do in the preseason. I'm excited for him.
Offensive line only allowed 28 sacks. Last year kept you pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
Running game didn't take off until the very end of the season. Some changes on the offensive line. What do you see from that group?
Oh, man, they're working their tail out. You know, I mean, you guys have seen Coach Tice working with them out here. I mean, he's going to get after them, and they're going to be ready. You know, that's one thing that, you know, you talk about the O-line, I was like, wait, what? You know, we don't even worry about them. You know, we know they're going to be ready. You know, we know that Coach Tice is going to teach them, and they're going to do it exactly how he wants it, and they're going to do it right. You know, it's nice having a guy of that kind of experience, you know, a guy who's been everywhere. You know, he's been a head coach. He knows how to lead men, and those guys really draw to him. And so to speak on the O-line, we're not worried about them. You know, we know that they're going to come out and, you know, be smart. We know what they're going to know what to do, and we know they're going to do it with everything they have.
How's your relationship with Rodney Hudson?
Something flying on me, man. Everyone keeps watching it, too. Man, that's a good sign, man. We didn't have that last year, so maybe that's good. Rodney's awesome. You know, first time I saw him, I was like, I turned the corner when the vets showed up, and I was like, yes. I just gave him a hug. You know, it's just good. It's good to see him. You know, and he's as we all know, he's a great football player. Our guys playing against him, and then now having him, you know, out here, he's so smart. Protection wise, he takes a load off, you know, of the quarterback because he's so smart and he can handle a lot. And you know, that just turns us into passers sometimes. You know, and that's. You know, that's what we do. That's 7-on-7 to us. You know, that's easy. You know, to an extent. You know, but having him is huge, just because he's so smart and he can handle a lot.
Hey, Derek, what was it like to have U.S. military members on the sidelines watching you practice?
Man, that's so cool. And we were just talking about it, man. We're sitting here playing a game, and they're out risking their lives just so that we can be free and do this for a living. I mean, that stuff. If you really sit down and think about it, that stuff blows your mind. You know, and you just see how blessed we are. I mean, we're just sitting here having a conversation, and, you know, got people out there risking their lives so that we can just be free and do this, you know, and it's awesome. And I have the utmost respect for them. That's why I hope I got them all. You know, I wanted to sign everything, anything they wanted. You know, we're all, you know, in debt to those guys and men and women, you know. So my hat goes off to them, and I'm very thankful.
You had a lot of fun on NFL Network with your big brother the other day, playing a little true or false. How much fun was that?
Oh, it was awesome. And I had to rag on his hair. I mean, everyone says he should be on GQ, but I think he should be on a soccer team somewhere. You know, I think he's doing a good job, though. You know, I think, you know, getting him in there, because he's so smart. I mean, he knows football. He knows quarterback. He can teach any. He can go out here and coach any position. And so I think if, you know, they can get him on there, he's going to be really good. You know, I think he does a great job.
He's got a good sock game.
He's got a great sock game. He wore Bakersfield socks. You know, you got to represent where you're from.
In practice there, Khalil Mack seemed to be like right on top of you right at the snap. What was going through your head at that moment, right immediately after?
Yeah, my first instinct was to run Khalil over, you know, so he's lucky we weren't in pads. But, you know, besides that, you know, the guy's a freak, man. He reads plays like that. You know, usually that play doesn't look like that, you know, from the defensive side of it. But when you get a top five pick over there, especially someone who's a top 100 player, obviously. He's one of the best at his position. I mean, he's going to make plays like that. Just like we're going to make plays, he's going to make freakish plays, you know. So, I mean, you just know that that stuff's going to happen. It's like playing Vaughn and Justin, Tamba, DeMarcus, all those guys. You know they're going to make plays. You know they're going to do something freakish, make a play. You just got to keep going. You know, that's why on the next one, we just got to keep playing.
Some of the this year going to be different?
No, man, I don't know. You know, I hope it is, you know. I can't tell you. I can't see into the future, but I know we've been working hard. I know that we've worked our tail off. I know that we've bought into everything our coaches have taught us. We've bought into the scheme, and that's from the top down. You know, we believe in each other. That's one thing I think we saw at the end of last year is we came together. You know, we went 0-10. Everyone wrote us off, and rightfully so. We can't make the playoffs, but to us, we were growing as a team. We were coming from something and trying to turn into something else, and I think that we saw that. And that team that you saw at the end, we've carried that over, and the guys that have come in have just embraced it, have just came in. And, you know, I think Reggie has done a great job of bringing guys in that have been easy to come in the locker room. I think he talks about that all the time. If he was in the locker room, you know, who would he want in there? And that's exactly what we have. You know, we have a bunch of guys, it's family. It really is. And so if that makes a difference, which I think it will, then so be it.
Derek,
couple more for Derek, guys.
If you go to the Raiders website, it's your jersey on the ticket page, on billboards and stuff like that. How do you feel about being on that platform?
Man, you know, I didn't know that until you told me. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool. I mean, that's stuff you dream of as a little kid. But at the same time, if I go out and throw 7 picks in the first game, they'll take it right off, you know. So, you know, my mindset is just focus on football. Is it a cool thing? Absolutely. You know, that stuff is cool. It's cool for the fans, for the family, all that kind of stuff. But for me, I am solely focused on getting better, you know. And that sounds cliche, but that's literally the only thing I'm focused on.